Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local funeral home workers. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to get into this morning, per usual. We're going to talk about the Falcons here in a few minutes. But I first want to talk about the World Series and the past, what, 3, 4, 5 games, however many it's been now, for Freddie Freeman. With the Dodgers, I mean, he's absolutely been going stupid. And the only reason I've started to somewhat pay attention, not even necessarily watch, but pay attention to what's been going on in the World Series is because Freddie's been going absolutely ballistic. Talk about being on a tear at the perfect time. He's now homered in 6 consecutive World Series games dating back to when he was with the Braves back in 2021 when we were in the World Series. Oh, Reminiscing on those times gets me emotional. Those are the good old days. Anywho, Freddie Freeman homered again last night. Now, the Dodgers didn't win. They didn't win their second World Series in 4 years last night, but they still have a chance to do that in the coming days. But Freddie Freeman hit another home run again. He's now homered in 6 consecutive World Series games dating back to 2021 with the Braves. And so that means game 4 was last night. He's homered in 4 straight games for the Dodgers now. I mean, dude is on the tear of tears. Unfortunately, the rest of his team couldn't really get too much going as him and Will Smith provided the 4 runs that the Dodgers got last night. But the Yankees, they stepped up and did what they had to do to force a game 5 at least. And now the Dodgers lead the series 3-1. Look, you got to at least be proud that the Yankees didn't show up on the biggest stage and get swept, right? I mean, I know it happens sometimes, especially it can happen in a sport like baseball where series are so different from matchup to matchup and momentum is such a huge thing, but at least the Yankees didn't walk in there and get swept. You know, at least Mark Zeno can be happy about the Yankees not getting swept. And look, they're still in it. You never know what can happen. You never know. A team has come back from 3-0 in the MLB postseason. Now, it's never happened in the World Series. Obviously, it happened in the ALCS between the Red Sox and Yankees. But we'll see what happens. So, the Yankees did win last night 11-4. Freddie Freeman hits a home run. It was a 3-run homer for Freddie Freeman. And Will Smith hit a home run as well. Those with the Dodgers 4 runs. And the Yankees did a whole lot of good stuff to get their 11 runs. But that was the tale yesterday. So game 5, let me look at it here, will be tonight at 8:08 p.m. on Fox. So they're getting these games in. It's like, come on. We're closing in on November here. We gotta end the season. But game 5 going to be tonight, and the Dodgers have another chance to close it out. So we'll see if Freddie Freeman can get his second World Series ring and his first with the Dodgers. Now, and I'll say this too, as we close out and put a bow on the World Series talk for today. I am rooting for the Dodgers solely because I want to see Freddie Freeman win. I know he didn't leave necessarily on the greatest note, and I think as the puzzle pieces got put together on how that all actually went down, that was more of Freddie's agent's fault than anything Freddie had to do with it. Now, could Freddie have been more involved? Yes, but that's why you pay your agent, so you can't hit on Freddie for that. So, and look, I know the city of Atlanta, a lot of you feel the same way, and I have come to that conclusion because of Freddie Freeman and his warm response that he gets every time he shows up to Atlanta. Now, last time he did, you know, when he came back, it was kind of in the lieu of the situation he and, unfortunately, his family were going through, and it's good that they are kind of coming out of that and going to be on the other side of that, and I'm happy about that, so it'll be good for Freddie to get another World Series title, especially, again, thinking about what his family has had to go through this season. So I'll be super happy for Freddie, and I hope the Dodgers, it's going to be hopefully my only time ever saying this, but I hope the Dodgers win the World Series. That's right. I said it. Clip it if you want, but really, it's just for Freddie. It's only for Freddie. But we'll see if they can get that done tonight. Again, first pitch set for 8:08. All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons because they are still very much in contention for a playoff spot. And who knows? Maybe if they can get some things together, they can be Super Bowl contenders. Ooh. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, though. Right now, we're just focused on the Falcons winning games and winning against the Dallas Cowboys at home on Sunday. And I would really like to see the Falcons get this win this weekend, not only because I want to see them win every weekend, but I want to see them get another win at home. The Falcons have done a lot of winning on the road this season. They beat the Eagles on the road. Well, let's do it this way. Lost at home to the Steelers, won on the road against Philly, lost at home to the Chiefs. Then I believe that's the next game. Was that the Thursday night game? I have to go back and revisit the schedule. It's been so long. But I'm pretty sure after that they won the game after that. I just can't remember the game after that. I believe it was Tampa Bay. Yeah, because after they played the three tough games, then you went to the NFC. So then you won on Thursday against Tampa Bay. That was at home. Then you played New Orleans. You played New Orleans at home, and you beat New Orleans at home. Excuse me. Then you won at home against Tampa Bay as well, and then you went and beat Carolina on the road. Then you lost to the Seahawks at home, and then you just beat Tampa Bay on the road. See, I remembered it. Didn't have to look it up. Anywho, the point is the Falcons are what now? 2-4 at home, I believe, this season? No, they don't even have four losses. 2-3 at home, excuse me. They're 2-3 at home this season, and you want to make sure you can protect home field, and you're, again, making that home field advantage. Now, again, with them just winning in general, that helps the home field advantage too, obviously, but it's great when we're obviously walking in people's traps and taking over their traps, according to Big Kirko, but it's also nice when you win at home too. So I would like to see the Falcons definitely get the dub against the Cowboys for that reason. And then also you want to obviously continue the winning ways. You want to stack wins and build wins on top of each other as much as you can. You don't want to alternate wins and losses, obviously. But I do feel like this is a very winnable game. I mean, the Cowboys have been reeling, and the Cowboys have been dysfunctional this year, to say the least. I mean, we just saw Trevon Diggs telling a reporter to, man, talk about, you know, D's. And Dak's obviously struggled at times for different reasons, not all his own being and his own doing. But this is a game that I definitely think the Falcons can win. Now, let's not get it mistaken, even though the Cowboys have been reeling and that they have had some drama this season, this is still a game the Falcons could very well lose, because the Falcons are still a good team, the Cowboys are still a good team, even though they're 3-4 and they haven't looked great. They are still a talented team with a very good quarterback in Dak Prescott. And yes, he is still a very good quarterback, despite, again, the struggles he's had at times this season. And again, those struggles aren't all his own doing. If the Falcons continue to play, I'll tell you this much, if the Falcons continue to play defense the way they have over the last few weeks, it's going to be a rough day. If the Falcons play that soft coverage and can't get any pass rush and can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day for the Falcons, because Dak Prescott, being the veteran QB, the good veteran QB he is, he will take those little 5, 6, 7 yard throws and he will dink and dime you all the way up and down the field. And they'll take their shots if they can get going in the running game. They'll take their shots in the play action pass game as well too, with CeeDee Lamb. So as laughable as the Cowboys are sometimes, they are still a good football team who could walk in your trap and take over your trap if you aren't careful. So with that being said, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's take a look at this Cowboys and Falcons matchup and start to turn the page. my biggest, I'll tell you what I think is the biggest threat the Cowboys pose to the Falcons, and the biggest advantage I think the Falcons have over the Cowboys. That's coming up in about 6 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday, West Georgia Wednesday. Two shout-outs to my girl Noelle White holding it down behind the glass. We'll be back right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's like this. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody out there on their early morning grind, whether it's going to work, getting ready for work, going to the gym, getting ready for the gym. Appreciate you tuning in. Or if you're just listening in the bed, I appreciate everybody up, tuning in, and tapped in to the boy. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to myself or anybody in all of the great shows on the radio station. Download that free Odyssey app on any of your smart devices. That way you can listen to 92.9 The Game at home, on the go, in the car. Doesn't matter where you are, you can always have us dialed in. All right, let's talk more about the Atlanta Falcons. Let's look at some numbers together, and let's talk about what's the biggest threat the Atlanta Falcons, where I should say, what's the biggest threat the Dallas Cowboys pose to the Atlanta Falcons, and the biggest advantage the Falcons have over the Dallas Cowboys. So let's look at some team, let's look at some team stats for the Cowboys, I guess I should say. So right now, as a team, the Cowboys, if you are wondering, averaging 21.4 points per game. they're giving up 28.3 points per game. So that obviously is a flag raiser right there. The Falcons' offense has been humming as of late, scoring 30-plus points in three out of the last four games. So you feel good about the Falcons' ability to score the ball. So automatically you think it, and I don't know if it's the biggest one. Again, we're going through all of them. Don't know if it's the biggest one yet. We'll get there. But automatically you think, okay, the Falcons should have a good day scoring the ball at least, and that should be an advantage for the Falcons, and that's taking advantage of a Cowboys defense that we all thought was going to be good coming into the year with Micah Parsons and Trevon Diggs back, but honestly, has not been good. Trevon Diggs has not really been good this year. But Cowboys giving up 28.3 points per game. Now, looking at the Cowboys offense a little bit, averaging 256 passing yards per game, getting pretty good, only giving up 218. So they are a team that isn't allowing a whole lot of passing yards. Rushing yards right now, they're giving up 154.6 rush yards per game. And the Cowboys are only rushing for 74.1 yards per game. The biggest threat the Atlanta Falcons pose to the Cowboys, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. A team giving up 154.6 yards per game. You put that ball on the ground and you run that thing. Now, I think the Falcons will be able to be actually pretty balanced against the Cowboys because, again, the Cowboys in the passing game are solid, but they're not great. But the one thing obviously you can't do is let Micah Parsons get loose. And to me, that might end up being the biggest threat the Cowboys pose. It's between Micah Parsons and the connection between Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb for me. But we'll get there in a couple minutes. Going back to the biggest advantage I think the Falcons have, it's definitely the offense. It's definitely Tyler Algier. It's definitely Bijan Robinson. And honestly, it's not even just them being able to run the ball. It's how adaptable this Atlanta Falcons offense can be, because a lot of times we always talk about identity. What's a team's identity? Are they a run-first team? Are they a ground-and-pound, three yards in a cloud of dust type team? Or are they a pass-happy, West Coast, throw the ball around, score a bunch of points, opportunistic defense type of team? I think the Falcons' identity is that they can do whichever one you try to take away. You try and take away the pass, okay, they'll run the ball. You try to take away the run, okay, they're pass the ball. They'll pass the ball. I mean, think about the game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday night. They were dead set on stopping the run. And so with that, Kirk said, okay, Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins said, okay, well, in that case, we'll just have Kirk Cousins break the Falcons' single-game passing yards record. And we'll beat you that way. Now, it switched up a little bit on this past Sunday. The Falcons were a little bit more balanced. Actually, Kirk Cousins threw the ball a lot again, and now that I'm thinking about it. But the Falcons still ran the ball pretty well. Kirk threw for 276 and four touchdowns, but you still were able to have the Falcons able to run as a team for 129 yards, I believe it was. So you're able to be a little bit more balanced. And I think ultimately, obviously, that's what the Falcons want to do. I think Sunday's game, and I'm trying to think of another game that was probably the Carolina game, obviously. I think those games and how you performed in those games are more so reflections on what the team wants to do when they're at peak offensive efficiency. Throw the ball, pass the ball. Throw the ball, run the ball. They want to do both. They do want to have some balance. But I think this Falcons offense is so good that they can be adaptable, that they can say, okay, you're dead set on taking away the run. We got big Kirko. We got Kirko Tanks ready to air that guy out. Okay, you don't want to let Kirk Cousins beat you? Well, here's Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier ready to run it all over you. So I think that's the Falcons' identity, is they can beat you in two different ways offensively. They can beat you via the run, they can beat you via the pass, or they can be a balanced offense, which is what they would like to do, but they can win in so many different ways and score in so many different ways. So maybe to bring it down to a phrase, their identity is being a versatile offense. Maybe that's what we call it. But I without a doubt think that's the biggest advantage the Falcons have, is their offense. And again, with the pass rush still not being great, and part of that is the run defense, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But part of the reason the Falcons' pass rush isn't good is because of the run defense. It's something we talked a little bit about, not a whole lot, but it is hard to rush the passer when you're in third and one, third and two, third and three, third and four, heck, even third and five, it's kind of hard to rush the passer. So you got to find a way to be better on first down, second down, when teams are running the ball on you. You got to find a way to be better on those downs and get teams in third and nine, third and 10, third and eight, third and 11, third and 12 if you can. Anywhere from third and seven and longer, I think, honestly. Third and seven and longer, if you keep teams somewhere in that range, third and seven and longer, then I think we start to see the pass rush really turn up. Now, do guys like Matthew Judon, Arnold Cady, and guys like that, James Smith Williams, do they have to be better about getting home to the QB and finishing the job? Of course they do. But I do also think the run defense has a lot to do with what the Falcons haven't been able to do when it comes to rushing the passer as well. Now, hopefully, with the numbers I just gave you, Sunday should be a real, real get-right game when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons' run defense. Because, again, we just talked about it. The Cowboys are only averaging 74.1 rushing yards per game. Goodness gracious. So they are throwing the ball a lot. And look, that is still dangerous for the Falcons, because if they want to really throw the ball on first down and set themselves up for second and short and third and short that way, they could, because, again, the way the Falcons play defense, the way they kind of play off coverage and soft coverage, Dak Prescott will take those 5-6 yard throws the Falcons are giving up per pass attempt by the opposing team. I think the number is actually 6.6 or something like that, maybe 6.5. Dak Prescott will take those throws. He's a veteran QB. He will take what the defense gives him, without a doubt. So, again, I don't even want to say the Falcons should consider changing how they play, because you are facing the CeeDee Lamb too. And while AJ is a very good corner, and that's why you paid him all that money, and CeeDee is a tough assignment for anybody. So I don't know how the Falcons, again, game plan for the Cowboys as far as that goes, but I definitely think the Falcons, as far as their run defense goes, will be able to get right, and we'll be able to hopefully make the Cowboys one-dimensional. And then if you can make the Cowboys one-dimensional, are you going to be able to rush the passer, pin your ears back, and get home on Dak before he can get it off to CD and get it off to Turpin and these other guys? So I definitely think the biggest threat the Cowboys pose is their passing game, Dak's connection with CeeDee Lamb, because we've seen good quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. Dak's got some mobility too. Not like a Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields, but Dak does have some mobility. So we have seen opposing quarterbacks this season have big days against the Falcons. I mean, Baker Mayfield just had despite having two interceptions, he still had a three-touchdown game where he threw for, let me get the yardage here, he threw for 330 yards. So, quarterbacks have had big days against the Falcons. Geno Smith, 207 yards, two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, he had, back in week two, he only had 183 yards because the defense was playing a little better, but he rushed for 85 yards and a touchdown too. So, the biggest threat the Cowboys pose is Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb to me. I'm not necessarily worried about Micah Parsons. You can find a way to kind of get him out of the game, and you can find a way to kind of neutralize him on offense. Talking about the Falcons offense can find a way to neutralize Micah Parsons. But Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, just because of what I've seen from the Falcons defense so far, they do scare me. But the biggest advantage the Falcons have against the Cowboys going into Sunday, definitely their offense overall. Because the Cowboys, despite having some big names on defense, have not been playing very good defense this season. All right, when we come back here, we're sticking with the NFL. We'll mention the Hawks a little bit, but sticking with the NFL, more trades continue to happen, and another young QB has been benched. That's coming up 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over to Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back get your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over to Hump Day Wednesday. It is a West Georgia Wednesday, as well as we have two West Georgia graduates holding it down right now in the Kia Studios. Myself and my girl Noelle White. Shout out to Noelle, always doing a great job holding it down behind the glass. Appreciate her. Appreciate all of you for tuning in, tapping in, interacting with me always on social media, sending great questions, having great comments. Shout out to everybody that's up right now on their early morning rise and grind. Whether you are getting ready for work, headed to work, getting ready for the gym, headed to the gym before work, or if you even listen to bed right now, I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Download that free Odyssey app, too, so you can listen to the station wherever you are at as well at all times. You can go back and listen to interviews, listen to certain segments of the show. You don't have to listen to the whole show in its entirety. They have this very nice function where you can just listen to a certain part of the show if it catches your eye. So make sure you download that free Odyssey app. But do want to talk about the Hawks really quickly because, not good news already on the injury front for the Atlanta Hawks. Got word yesterday that a couple of guys are going to be out for an extended period of time. I'm bringing that up for you right now to give you the exact happenings of what's going on. So Bogdan Bogdanovic underwent a non-surgical procedure yesterday, and this was from 11 hours ago. So this was probably technically, what's today, Wednesday, so it was probably Monday. But Bogdan Bogdanovic underwent a non-surgical procedure at the Emory Sports Medicine Complex. He's going to be reevaluated in approximately 4 weeks, and his status will be updated as appropriate. Kobe Bufkin, with right shoulder subluxation, has begun treatment and rehabilitation. He will be reevaluated in approximately 4 weeks, and his status will be updated as appropriate. So that's Bogey and Kobe, both out for 4 weeks now. Dyson Daniels. He sustained a right hip flexor strain during Monday night's game against the Washington Wizards. He's going to be listed as out for tonight's game against the Washington Wizards. And he's going to continue to receive treatment. His status is day-to-day. So that's probably the best news you got, is that Dyson Daniels at least isn't going to be out for an extended period of time. But injury bug bit up the Braves all season long. I hope that is not the case for the Atlanta Hawks, because we haven't even seen Bogey this year. We ain't seen him at all. Actually, he played game one. I lie. He did play in game one. But he's been out ever since. Now, again, hopefully Dyson Daniels doesn't have to miss more than a game, two at max, because we really need his defense, and you see how important his defense is. But hurts to lose Bogey for at least a month. Hurts to lose Kobe Bufkin at least a month. Kobe is the guy we haven't seen this season, I believe. But that's tough. But wait, there's more. Unfortunately, V. Krejci sustained a right adductor strain during Monday night's game versus the Wizards. And so he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks, and his status will be updated as appropriate. So Bogey out for 4 weeks. Kobe out for 4 weeks. Dyson Daniels day-to-day. And now V. Krejci is now out for at least 2 weeks. Goodness gracious, man. So the Hawks are going to just need guys to step up. David Roddy, Garrison Matthews, Larry Nance Jr., which, by the way, I really like Larry Nance Jr. as a player. He was good in his minutes against the Wizards on Monday, and I really like him as a player. So I think he, with the extra opportunity he's going to get over these next few games in these next few weeks, I think he can do a lot of good and maybe find himself a regular-ish spot in the rotation. But that is the latest injury news on the Atlanta Hawks. I will say this. It's good that DeAndre Hunter isn't in this, I guess. So he has been dealing with right knee inflammation, or he was dealing with right knee inflammation for Monday's game against the, or for tomorrow's game. He's with right knee inflammation. He's questionable, so hopefully he can give it a go. But injuries hitting the Atlanta Hawks hard already, unfortunately. So we'll see. Hopefully they can get some revenge against the Washington Wizards tonight. And you can hear that game, of course, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, with pregame starting at 7 o'clock. And you can also, and oh, excuse me, tip is at 7 o'clock. Pregame is starting at 6:30. So pregame will be at 6:30, and tip will be at 7 o'clock right here, again, on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. While we have a few minutes, let's get into some NFL news, because we got a few things going on. The biggest, more trades happening before the November 5th trade deadline. So the Baltimore Ravens got Deontay Johnson back in the AFC North. Remember, he was a Pittsburgh Steeler for a while. I think he was drafted by the Steelers. But now he is in Baltimore with the Ravens. So the Ravens agreed in principle to trade for Carolina Panthers wide receiver Deontay Johnson pending a physical. The team announced this yesterday. The Ravens will send a fifth-round pick to the Panthers for Deontay Johnson's services in Carolina's sixth-round selection. That is what the Panthers announced. The Panthers had two teams interested in Johnson, per a league source, and the Ravens came in late within the last week. So the Ravens getting more receiver help, more weapons for Lamar as they go all in to try and make themselves a Super Bowl run with King Henry, Lamar, Mark Andrews, who's starting to get more involved in the offense now. Obviously, Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers. You had Deontay Johnson in that, and you got speed and power and weapons all around for Lamar Jackson. The Vikings are acquiring left tackle Cam Robinson after they just lost their left tackle last week. So in addition to Robinson, the Vikings are also going to receive a conditional 2026 seventh round pick that can go away based on playing time, while the Jaguars receive a conditional 2026 fifth round selection that can become a fourth rounder based on playing time. That's according to sources. Cam Robinson, 29, is in the final year of his contract that pays him $16.25 million this season. So at the very least, this could be a rental for the Vikings, or if they want to pay him, plays well enough, who knows? Maybe he could be a Viking long-term. The Jaguars are going to pay a portion of the remainder of Robinson's salary, sources said. Also, real quick, in NFL news, Anthony Richardson, not because he subbed himself out, but because he hasn't been playing very well, he's benched. The Colts head coach has announced that they are going with Joe Flacco this upcoming week. Said they were going to be doing some evaluating. Shane Steichen says, yep, as a matter of fact, we are going with the vet, Joe Flacco. And, I mean, I think it's a good move. The offense has looked best, honestly, when Joe Flacco was in there. And Joe Flacco, he showed last year with the Browns. He can still play ball. Got the Browns to the playoffs. He can do the same things with the Colts as the Colts right now. Still got Jonathan Taylor at 4-4. They still have everything in front of them. So, Anthony Richardson benched for Joe Flacco. And also, too, some sad news. Treverius Ward, the Niners defensive back, did announce that they unfortunately lost their one-year-old daughter. So, sad news. Hate to end on a sad note, but I did want to at least send thoughts and prayers to Treverius Ward and his whole entire family as they go through a rough time right now. So, that is definitely sad, sad news. But those are some NFL headlines for you. Some NFL trades continue to happen. I don't know if the Falcons make any trades. I don't know if any good trades are out there for the Falcons. Maybe. I guarantee you Terry is on that phone every day seeing what he can do. But I'm not sure anything gets done for the Falcons before that November 5th trade deadline. But what I can confirm is that the morning shift is coming up next with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson. And we'll find out what they got coming up on a hump day edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.